Your Daily Lex.
I screwed up the timing of my day 2 days in a row, and so I haven't done your Daily Lex yet this week, and I feel guilty. So I'm recording this one currently from my bed before I go to sleep. Because I had topics, I just didn't have time that I carved out for the recording. Topic one is, as you might know if you follow me on most of the social media platforms, or any of them, I've been posting videos for the past couple weeks where I am suggesting names for cover bands of popular bands. This all came about because when Liam and I went to see Almost Queen, I really started thinking about how Almost Queen is a terrible cover band name. I started thinking about what good cover band names would be, and made a dumb video about it, and people liked it, so I keep making dumb videos about it, and some friends are suggesting which bands I should do, and it's mostly just me making puns based on the band's name and or their songs. In some cases, I don't know enough of their songs, so it's just about the name, and in other cases, I know their songs, and people are like, why are you making these videos? The answer is, I don't know, because I made the first one. Sierra's like, are you going to be an influencer? And I'm like, I don't think anybody's being influenced, but if people can find it funny, then that's great. The hilarious thing to me, in part, is that Instagram sends me stats a day after each video goes live, and they're like, this has been seen by X thousand people, and I'm like, the fact that any thousand people have seen me do these dumb things is amusing. It also always tells you your skip rate, and most videos get skipped, right? And so, like, so the skip rate meaning how many people skip after, you know, within the first 10 seconds, and it's something like 60%. But then it's like, well, this video had a lower than average skip rate, or this video had more likes than usual. And strangers will send me comments with their name ideas, or like, you missed this obvious one. And I just love that human instinct of, you missed this obvious joke. Whatever. Other fun thing. I was going to go on Friday to pick up Ani from Emerson. And Friday also happens to be Lauren's birthday. And so it was annoying that I was going to have to be away for all of Lauren's birthday. Driving to and from Boston in one day because I didn't love the idea of losing a whole day staying there. Plus, I have rehearsal Thursday night, so I couldn't go Thursday night anyway. Except my rehearsal for Thursday got canceled. And I was like, you know what? What if I just go? So now I'm going to go stay at some hotel in Waltham. I have friends in Boston who would let me stay with them. But I actually thought this would be easier because I'm going to take Ani out to dinner and Ani's roommate out to dinner, and in exchange for which he's going to help me with some of the car loading, help us with some of the car loading, because you really just need a third person to be able to do this with any sanity because of the way Boston works. But so since I'm going to take them out and be coming and going, I'm like, just stay at a hotel, staying at a hotel in Waltham where I went to college instead of in Boston because it's a third of the price, or at least half the price. Getting all those logistics worked out. So that's story number two. Finally, story number three. Next year, spring break for my younger two, not for my oldest, will not be during Passover. It often is during Passover, and we don't really travel on Passover because that's logistically challenging. And since it's not going to overlap with Passover next year, we were like, hey, we could travel over Passover. And we've been looking at various potential trip destinations. And I started investigating some of those third-party services that help you book travel. I don't know if I'm going to use them, but, you know, I'm letting them put together some itineraries for me because I don't know what their pricing really looks like yet. And when I filled out some of these forms that these will book your travel for you sites, one of them called me after like 20 minutes, and they asked me some questions. They were going back and forth and getting details. And then at the end of the call, the guy's like, by the way, I just want to say, when your name came in, you know, I'm a big podcast guy. And immediately I'm thinking, oh God. And then he's like, hey, did you work as a consultant for this podcast company? I was like, well, yes, I did. He's like, oh, I'm the same Brandon who worked at that company. I was like, oh, wow, that's funny. When you first started to talk about podcasts and my name, I thought, and he's like, no, I know. You thought I was going to talk about the other lecture, but I mean you. And he really did mean me. So it was very exciting. Anyway, those are my stories. If you thought I sounded more muffled or muffled at all versus norm, here are the two reasons. One, I'm recording on my phone, obviously, and doing my best to make it sound okay for you in this post-processing and logic, which I'm talking about as if it's already happened, even though right now I'm just forcing myself to do it. And two, I'm wearing my retainer because that's what dedicated Invisalign wearers do. I finished my Invisalign probably more than a decade ago, but I still wear my retainers a couple nights a week because that's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, those are my three updates, and that was 5 minutes. So happy whatever day I release this. Wednesday, I guess? Goodbye.
Lex.